I was a Bible college student. I just thought I was a shoo-in. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, at that point, they just hand you a polo and a hat and they tell you when to come in. But yeah, I went in. I think I applied a couple times and I went in for an interview and I didn't get the job. So I worked at Bojangles. I did, yeah.
That's
I
true.
worked at, yeah, I did. I worked at Bojangles.
Do you always crave Chick-fil-A on the one day you can't have it? You are not alone. Today's guest wrote a song about this conundrum, "But It's Sunday," has hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube and over 1.1 million views on Facebook. Today you'll meet Shama, the man behind the song. That's on this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm a TV reporter turned Chick-fil-A fangirl, bringing you chat, laughs, and chicken. But there's no way I could serve up this much tasty goodness alone. I'm joined by my guest co-host, Jim Mann. Jim hosts a morning radio show and unclogs toilets from his wife's after-school care business.
Hey, someone's got to.
In between those two gigs, we've lured him here with the promise of free nuggets.
And so far, that's just a promise. I've
Why
not
are
seen.
There so many clogged toilets at the after-school
There's camp? 140 kids, so and they apparently eat a lot.
What are you feeding those kids?
I don't know, but I know young people do not know how to unstop toilets, so
it takes
an old guy.
They didn't learn that in millennial school yet. No. Okay, well, Jim, I know you're a huge fan of our guest today. Shama is an African-born and American-raised actor, writer, YouTuber, comedian, Christian rapper, and viral sensation. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, this is so fun. So where did the idea for But It's Sunday come from?
So a friend and I, we went through this period where we were just, you know, hanging out a ton, writing music. We'd record stuff on GarageBand. And then I noticed a lot of friends and I, we also used to go to Chick-fil-A. We used to go to just restaurants after church on Sunday. And without fail, somebody would always recommend Chick-fil-A. And we'd always have to yell at that person. Like they're closed. And that would always come as a surprise to that person because, you know, when they recommended, they just thought, you know, well, let's just go to Chick-fil-A. And we're like, no, we can't. We can't because they're not open today. And so we ended up writing a song called Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday. And the first rendition of it was this auto-tune mess that I made on my lap on my MacBook. And it was just messy and, you know, Chick-fil-A. And it just sounded so wonky. It sounded like I was just rapping the whole thing through a fan. And then a couple months later, I met a guy named Andrew Simmons. And he worked at a studio, and people told me, hey, Andrew's a producer. And I was like, hey, I write some music. So I was like, Andrew, we should cook together sometime. That's exactly what I told him. And then a few months went by, and then I ended up meeting up with him. We scheduled a studio session. And then I was like, hey, dude, I have this mess. We auto-tuned. I've made us something of it a long time ago. It's a terrible demo. I'd love to make it more official. We never actually put it out. And Andrew was like, awesome. And then he picked up the guitar. Started recording, you know, started tracking all these instruments and created the ballad that is Chick-fil-A, But It's Chick-fil-A. Sunday. He found some gold in a lot of mud.
Was that your first big hit?
That was, yes, that was. Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday was huge. I remember we put it out, I think it was December 24th of 2017. And yeah, it just blew up. It was a Sunday. I put it out on a Sunday strategically because I was like, look, if anybody's going to feel the same emotion, it's going to be on the day that we all feel it. And it just resonated with people and it got tens of thousands of shares on Facebook that day. And then it helped that Christmas was the next day. And Chick-fil-A was also closed on Christmas. So it was a 2-day back-to-back Chick-fil-A non-existent for everyone across the board, and it just resonated with a lot of people.
There have been several since then. We're talking the VeggieTales remix.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile.
Homeschool anthem.
At class all day, I was living the dream.
Finished up in 2 hours, and I was eating ice cream.
Church aerobics.
Step down and part the waters. Put your staff down and part the waters. This is Crossing the Jordan for beginners. Put your staff down and part the waters.
Which one's your favorite?
Oh, man. I want to say all of them, but I love church aerobics so much. I think that was the first time I ever got to play like a character with a silly wig. And then we rented a nice camera. This is just tech. This is just nerdy for people who will understand it. But we rented this really nice camera. It's called Red. It's a cinema camera. Goes for, $20,000, $30,000. And we filmed the whole thing on it. And then for the sake of making it look like the 80s, I crunched it down to 480p when I edited it. So that's the joke. All of my friends are like, we rented this nice camera only for Shamba to just crunch it down and make it look like VHS. And I think we really, really nailed that aesthetic. Shout out to the guy who directed it, Zach Millsaps. We had a ton of fun with that.
So back to But It's Sunday. What has been the biggest response from people? Like, what are you hearing?
The biggest response the biggest response is people think that I just sing and cry every single Sunday when Chick-fil-A is closed. No, but everyone just loves it. I mean, I get videos maybe just weekly on Instagram DMs or anything of people just singing it in their car, people filming Chick-fil-A driving by it on a Sunday, kids singing it and their parents will film it. And I think that's just so cool because anybody who makes music or videos knows that when you make stuff, you're just putting it out into this void that is the internet. So watching people, first of all, knowing that people like what you made is amazing. And then second of all, the next step is knowing that people are engaging with what you made and lip syncing, and people will email me and be like, hey, can I do your song in a talent show? And I'm like, yeah, and I'll send them the instrumental. And then they'll send me a video of them serenading their school gym with our song. So I think it's just awesome. The reach of it has just been amazing.
That has to feel pretty cool.
It feels awesome.
Especially because this has been a couple years. I mean, you said 2017. Yeah. So yes. It's still, this thing has legs.
I tell people that as long as Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday, our song is relevant. So hopefully we made a timeless thing.
I think you're
thing.
Safe. Yeah.
I think so.
So what are you working on now?
Okay, so this year we officially have been meeting up with some friends. We have a team called the After School Program, which is what is it, man? It is a YouTube channel. It is a collaboration. It is a think tank of people, of producers, directors, writers, musicians, and we've just been making content. We've been writing a lot of content. We're in the process of licensing out a lot of our songs to a streaming service, so really excited about that. And we're just working on more videos, more sketches, more music. We have this one song. I'm going to tease it because I think it'll be out by the time, hopefully, it's in post-production. We have this song called The Worship Song, which I'm really excited about putting out, and it is basically a template of what worship songs sound like today. And I think we really, really nailed it. I'll send you a draft.
Oh, I can't wait. Is this really like excited. The 7 words 11 times type of thing?
Yes. Yes.
Is it about a storm? Is there a storm?
Oh, we reference a storm.
Wow, that's your
we
favorite.
Reference waves. Part of the chorus is, it's repetitive. It's repetitive. And it sounds, we're like, yeah, it looks the part. It looks like whatever live worship song looks like, and it sounds the part too. And that's been our next thing that we hope.
That's the beauty of growing up in church. There's so much to make fun of, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we love it. So the main thing that we were trying to do, and that's, just kind of like our group of people that we've been collaborating with, is we don't want to knock. There have been a lot of people who've come out and, they make fun of the church and they make fun of, music and they make fun of us. And I'm like, oh, it is funny. But after a while, it's kind of like, well, where's the hope? Where's the positivity out of all of this? So we wanted to make something that's fun. And, hopefully everyone will enjoy it. People who write worship music will enjoy it. And people who think, oh, it's kind of ludicrous will also enjoy it. And I think we found that middle line there, and we're walking that tightrope, and we're currently in post-production with it, and it looks great.
Man, your life has changed so much since your first big hit with the Chick-fil-A
yes.
song. I mean, you got married.
I did.
You had a baby.
I did.
I mean, what? Can you just talk about some of the changes in your life? It's crazy.
Yeah, so that, I will say, when we released the Chick-fil-A song, I had just started dating the girl who is now my wife, maybe two or three months before that. Yeah, maybe a month. It was November of 2017. So I was actually visiting my girlfriend, my current wife, Grace, her family's house, the Todds, down in Charleston. And then I woke up on a Sunday and I uploaded the song. I think I showed them the song. So, and then I was like, hey, I'm going to put this out tomorrow. So then I uploaded the song on, you know, Christmas Eve using their Wi-Fi. Thank you, Mr. Mark. And then they just watched. They've surfed the internet wave of fame and viral music with me. So it's been super exciting. So from there, my wife and I, Grace, we got engaged that May, and then we got married in September 1st of 2018. Oh, and then a couple of weeks before we got married, we put out the VeggieTales remix. So that was also just another crazy kind of NOS boost going into our marriage. And then a month after we got married, a little over a month, we found out that we were going to have a little baby, a surprise baby. And then last summer, our little boy Ezra was born, and he is currently 8 months old. He is round and chubby, and his cheeks jiggle, and
It's a little nugget.
Yeah.
Has he had Chick-fil-A yet?
Not yet. We're waiting. We're going to make it special, but we will take it. We'll take it to the same Chick-fil-A in Cherrydale that I filmed the Chick-fil-A music video.
Is he influencing your creativity at all?
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely. He's influencing a lot of my creativity that is not on video, which I am just dancing and singing, and I'll do Taekwondo just in the air just to make him laugh. So he's influencing a lot of creativity that hopefully the world doesn't need to see. But he's been on a couple of video projects. Grace will bring him, and he's been in a couple of videos with us, and it's just exciting. It's exciting. I can't wait for him to start walking and to start being able to talk. And I was thinking about the other day, I was like, oh, I've got so much music, and I want to put it on some stages later this year and some conferences. I'm like, I can't wait to bring him up and give him a little microphone so he can join in on the fun. So I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited.
When we come back, more with Shama and a segment we call Chick-fil-A. Plus, we're going to see if the man behind this viral Chick-fil-A song really knows his stuff.
Hey, Jim Mann here. It's no secret that I happen to be a social media expert. I've got tens of Instagram followers just to prove it. So be sure to follow at Chick-fil-A Podcast for an extra helping of the latest episode news, giveaways, and laughs. And I'm just trying to save you some embarrassment. You don't want to be the only one in your friends group that's not following. All right? I'm here for you. So follow us at Chick-fil-A Podcast.
Something we call Chick-fil-A, where we celebrate what's good in life over Chick-fil-A milkshakes. Shama, you got your milkshake?
I do.
It's tasty.
It's amazing. I got a nice chocolate milkshake. This is good.
Delicious. Shama, okay, you go first. What is getting you out of bed in the morning?
Oh, man. Right now, it's getting me out of bed is our son, who sleeps between my wife and I most nights now. I think it was temporarily he stayed, but now, long story short, our son sleeps between us, and he either backhands me or uppercuts me, and that's what gets me out of bed. And then also just so many amazing projects that I'm working on, corporate projects and personal projects for fun with a bunch of friends. So I love, I'll just tell my wife, I'm like, I'm up, and then I'll go to the kitchen, I'll ring this bell, kind of like, like I'm on Wall Street, and our house is is where all the magic happens.
And I got a little word that you're like officially on the VeggieTales team. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I am, yeah. So after the VeggieTales hit the week of, a producer of VeggieTales reached out to me and was like, hey, I'm working on rebooting VeggieTales, the animated series, and we love your song. People have sent it to me. This was like the Sunday it came out. So it was like tons of people have sent it to me because they know I'm working with VeggieTales. Would you like to be a part of something that we do later on? And I said, absolutely. Here I grew up watching the VHSs in Birmingham, Alabama, where when I was a kid. So this to come full circle, I was like, absolutely. And then through phone calls, texts, and emails, and so many more texts and phone calls, we ended up it ended up coming to pass. So they ended up developing the show. It's called VeggieTales Remix, where I am the host of the show. And we filmed 10 episodes in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We also made a ton of music, but we filmed 7 music videos where we remixed a bunch of VeggieTales classics. And I'm super excited. Hairbrush Song is one of them. Water Buffalo is one of them. Those are the only two that I can mention at the moment. And then the rest. Oh, also throughout Pirates Who Don't Do Anything. I'll mention those three. Those three are 3 of the 7 that we've done. And the music videos look awesome. I've seen some drafts. We all shot them at a great studio called Retrospec. And yeah, I'm super excited.
Oh, man. As a former children's pastor, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know?
No, it doesn't.
It's like, you know, I'm telling my friends, I'm like, this is me peaking. And also my friend Andrew Simmons, who produced Chick-fil-A Song and VeggieTales along with me, who produced the music. Andrew's such a great musician, and he's been with us a couple times. And yeah, he's in the show as well, and we're super, super excited. It looks great. Oh, and my son Ezra also makes a cameo in one of the music videos.
Yes.
So it's super awesome. I love working with the whole team, Eric and Retrospec and all the people who are behind the music. I think we've made something very, very special. And yeah, people are going to love it. I can't wait.
That is so cool. I don't think Jim or I could top that. But Jim, do you want to talk about something you're excited about? I know you can't be drinking a milkshake right now. But life is still worth living. Jim's no sugar, so because he's battling cancer, but he's doing awesome.
Yeah.
I'd say you're a cancer survivor. That's what I'm going to call you.
But. Well, I'm sitting here, so apparently I am.
Amen.
But what are you excited about, Jim?
Besides Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
I'm excited about the future because, you know, I wasn't supposed to be here a year ago.
That's
2 years ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously I'm just getting prettier.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You don't really have to even say that. Yeah. We're just
okay, let's turn the lights on.
Let's see. What am I excited about? We're doing a cross-country road trip with my family this summer,
awesome.
Which I can't decide if that's a really good idea or really bad, but I'm going to say good. I'm going to be positive, and I plan to eat as many Chick-fil-A's as possible across the country. That's like my goal. Shama, what's your standard order now when you go to Chick-fil-A?
Oh, man. What? Okay, so first of all, I got a little gripe. I loved the chicken salad sandwiches at Chick-fil-A that are discontinued. But right now, it's the spicy chicken sandwich, no pickles, fries, and a sweet tea.
Okay.
Yeah,
no
I love
pickles.
The spicy deluxe. Mm. Yeah, no pickles. I'm sorry. My wife loves pickles, and she's been feeding our son pickles. Now he loves pickles. So now it's 1v3 in the pickle game in our family. And yeah, no pickles for me.
All right. Well, you sound like a pretty big fan, but I want to see how you stack up against Jim Mann, who's been eating Chick-fil-A since 1971. I think, how many years was 20 years before you were born?
Yeah, 1970. I was born in 92.
Okay, so 21 years before you were born, he's been eating
Chick-fil-A.
So I
got a head start, what you're saying.
Yes.
All right.
So we call this
catching up.
Chick-fil-A. Shama, we're going to test your nuggets of knowledge. You're going to be playing against Jim Mann. Winner gets one of our exclusive t-shirts from our fan shop at chickfilapodcast.com. We've got 5 questions. I was thinking, Shama, to ring in, could you sing Chick-fil-A,
I want you.
That's how you're going to ring in, okay? Every time. And Jim, you're going to moo like a cow.
Moo?
Just like that.
Is that the best you could do?
That's the best.
Okay, all right. First question, you guys. How much money did Chick-fil-A earn in its first year of business? A, $1 million. B, $180,000. C,
$4,000. Moo.
Jim?
I'm going with B.
You're right! 180,000!
Yeah, look
good
at
job.
Me.
Your
good
moo was very, like, weak. It had a question.
It was an inquisitive moo?
It was a calf moo, yeah.
All right, question 2. How long did it take to perfect the recipe for the original chicken sandwich? A, 6 months, B, 3 years, or C, 5 years?
Chick-fil-A, A.
You didn't do the full thing.
I want you. I need you. But it's Sunday.
Okay. A? No, you're wrong.
Oh!
Oh,
moo. But you made me sing the song.
Yeah. Moo.
Okay, Jim.
B.
No, you're wrong.
Both
you're both
C.
Wrong. 5 years.
It took 5 years?
Yes.
What's wrong with
you? That's a long time.
For one sandwich, yeah.
What were they perfecting? I really want to know. I'm pretty sure there's a museum.
I mean, really, do you need to... I mean,
it's just a game.
The breading, the two pickle ratio, the bun, it's all perfection.
That's true.
You don't come up with that in a mere 6 months, Shama.
So am I ruining it by rejecting the pickles on the sandwich?
Yeah, yes. That would have only been 3 years.
I feel like now I've got to eat pickles on the sandwich just because so much time was put into, you know, into the creation and thought process of
there's
flavors.
Science behind
the
those
flavor
pickles.
Profile.
Exactly. Okay, so Jim's in the lead with one. Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy shut down his first fast food restaurant after only a few months in business. He leased the building to another business owner. What did that space become? A, Church's Chicken. B, Kentucky Fried Chicken. C, a dry cleaner.
Chick-fil-A.
No.
Shama?
C, a dry cleaner.
No. Oh.
B?
You're right. Kentucky
KFC?
Fried Chicken.
Really? Yeah. That was my second choice.
Oh. God
Did you know
has
that? Did you know
humor.
That?
No.
Oh.
You helped eliminate some
oh,
stuff.
Oh, man. I should have waited.
All right, Jim's got two. Question number four. How many customers does Chick-fil-A serve daily? A, 3 million, B, 10 million, or C, 3 billion?
Move.
Jim?
B.
Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
A.
You're right!
Yeah! 3 million?
Yes, 3 That's million crazy. Every day. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, last question. Jim's winning with two. Shama's got one. How old was Truett Cathy when he opened the first Chick-fil-A restaurant? A, 19, B, 46, or C, 62?
Chick-fil-A, I want
Shama.
B.
You are right.
Yes.
And I don't have a tiebreaker question, so I'm going to have to give each of you a t-shirt.
Oh, yay.
Great job, guys.
Thank you.
We're going to send you home with a tee from our My Pleasure fan shop. You can check out our collection of tees by visiting chickfilapodcast.com/shop. Don't go away yet. When we come back, more with Shama. Hey guys, Allison here. I know life is super crazy right now, but I also know that we will get through this together, even if we can't actually be together. Maybe you want to encourage someone in your life right now with a Chick-fil-A gift card. Great idea! We've got a freebie to help you do that. Simply visit chickfilapodcast.com, sign up for our email list, and we'll send you free printable gift card sleeves. Print them out, pop in a gift card, and encourage someone during this time of uncertainty. Because one thing is certain, waffle fries make everything better. That's right. Visit chickfilapodcast.com for your freebie. Welcome back. Shama, do you have a favorite lyric in your viral song, But It's Sunday? Do you remember the lyrics?
I do remember the okay. lyrics. One of my favorite, I don't know why, it's very late, but the second verse, Monday, just singing through the days of the week, I think is so much fun. Just
for
because
people that don't know, can you do it?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, withdraws on the Lord's Day. Mainly because that was written out of like, how would we start off a verse of it? What if the days of the week and they're closed on Sunday? And I don't think I've ever heard a song where somebody sings or raps through the days of the week. Every time I do it on stage live, everyone sings along like crazy to that part, like raps along like crazy. So it's fun for all of us.
All right. It's time for Food for Thought. Shama, answer 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Okay. Ooh, that's fast.
That's pretty
that is
fast.
Fast.
We're done. Oh, no.
Blink, you miss it.
All right, here we go. Have you ever worked at Chick-fil-A?
No, but I've applied and I didn't get the job.
Oh! Well, if you did work at Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to have?
Any job where I could say my pleasure the most.
Oh, that's all over.
All of them.
What's your favorite sauce?
My favorite sauce is the Polynesian sauce.
Ooh, yes.
But also the honey roasted barbecue sauce on the
sandwich. Okay, calm down.
Sorry.
If you could only order one menu item for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, the spicy chicken deluxe.
What menu item have you never tried?
What menu item have I never tried? I don't know. I think I've tried all of them.
The hamburger?
Market salad.
I've had the market salad, too. Yes, I've had them all.
Thank you. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
Not yet.
What?
But I need to. I don't know why.
You have a kid
I have
now.
No excuse.
You
I, have I a do. Kid yes, now. Absolutely. We can make him a cow. Ezra, don't worry.
That's right. Make him a little calf. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
A celebrity. Oh, man. Who do I want to go with right now?
Allison.
What celebrity would I want to. Oh, wow. I'm going to say Kirk Franklin. I'm just going to say Kirk Franklin. Is he a celebrity?
Yes.
I feel like it's yeah. Look at the sauce on the nuggets. I feel like that's my Kirk Franklin impression.
Okay, how many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
All of them.
All of them. Okay. All of them in the store, I guess.
Yes.
How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
Okay, I just saw it. Please don't make fun of me. Jim, you're beating me. But I have 17. I think I have 1,700, and I'm. That's not the most, but I'm
that's
excited.
A lifetime?
That's your lifetime?
I believe so, yes.
Did you just download the app last week?
You know what? Listen, I specifically asked you not to make fun of me, but I think it's just 1,700,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I want you to talk
it's
about my 20,000.
It's probably even worse.
Broke that rule.
Let me look. Hold on a second. Yeah, it's 1,757. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know.
Well,
I can do better.
We won't tell anybody. All right, here we go. Team Nuggets or Team Strips?
Team Nuggets.
Is it because you don't want to say Team Strips?
No. I want to say Team Nuggets. I like popping the nuggets, straightening my mouth, whole. Saucing them and popping them. Yeah, that's it. I don't like the dipping and the, you got to re-dip and you got to double dip if you're sharing, so.
Wow, it's like you thought of this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I got to go back to number one.
Okay.
How did you not get hired at Chick-fil-A?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
they,
know.
What did they see in you that they didn't think had potential?
I don't know. I was a Bible college student. I just thought I was a shoo-in. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, at that point, they just hand you a polo and a hat, and they tell you when to come in. But, yeah, I went in. I think I applied a couple times, and I went in for an interview, and I didn't get the job. So I worked at Bojangles. I did, yeah.
That's true?
I worked at Bojangles. I had to take my talents to Bowtown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They have lower standards.
So when I recorded and actually serenaded the Chick-fil-A that didn't hire me in Cherrydale here in Greenville. So
have you ever gone back to talk to
the manager?
The
no, I see him working there. The guy who interviewed me still works there. I don't know his name, but I can find
I'm
out.
I'm going to own this store one yeah. day.
And I'm close, mark my words. No. Yeah, I didn't get the job. I didn't get the job. How funny is that?
We can work through this.
Yeah, oh. We can. We can.
Are you still bitter about it or no?
No,
no. You've let it go.
No, absolutely okay. not. Okay. I can trace everything that's happened to this day happened because I worked at Bojangles. I worked at Bojangles. I lent my car to a friend who also worked there. He wrecked it. After that, I had to work a second job, so I worked at Papa John's. Left Bojangles, worked at Papa John's, delivered pizza for like 5 years, and then, yeah, everything just kind of took off from there. So,
wow.
Truett Cathy, the Chick-fil-A team did not lead me astray by not hiring me.
The best fruit grows in the valley.
Absolutely.
And Bojangles was your valley.
Excuse me, absolutely.
You're out of rehab.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's taken now, I think at the time I was like, oh, I didn't get the job, but now I'm like, oh, they didn't hire me. They didn't hire me and I had to work at Bojangles.
How many points do you have on your Bojangles?
The last time I ate a Bojangles, nope. My wife and I were road tripping, we were going to Tennessee and we just stopped to use the bathroom.
You didn't get a pity Coke or something?
No, and I'm sorry.
Shaman, just so everyone knows, how can they follow you and listen to your music and keep up with you?
Yeah, so the YouTube channel is After School Program. That is the name of the just the collaboration of people that we work with. Shama for Reals, that's Shama, the number 4, Realz on Instagram and Twitter, same handle. And then Shaman Raymond on Facebook. Keep up with me, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for being
having
here.
Me.
Listen, my pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. I didn't work there. You see what I'm saying? At Bojangles, we just said, you're welcome.
He hasn't been trained, Allison.
I haven't been trained, Allison. Come on.
Awesome.
That was the scoop.
That's why
the
he failed.
Was heartache. 7 years. Yeah, 9 years coming.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.